Chase, how would you describe the readiness of this offense behind a true freshman quarterback going into week one?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a new quarterback every year I've been here, so it's nothing new, you know. I'm excited to go out and play, and we've done great in years past when we get a new quarterback and when he's learning the playbook. And I think, like you were talking about with Bear, he's gotten the playbook down so quickly, and he's a stud. He's been making a lot of plays. There's a reason why we named him the starting quarterback this year. So he's got that fire. He's got that energy. When we get in the huddle and we go out and go against the defense, you know, he's the one to get the energy going, to pump us up. So we love Bear, and we're excited for him, and you'll be able to see his, you know, his playmaking ability in a week. So exciting.
As someone who's been diving into that playbook for the last, you know, since 2021, for 5 years now, are you kind of blown away that he was able to pick it up to a level where he can be a starter in week one?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. It took me a while to get it down. But, you know, when you got a guy like Bear and his mentality and what he wants to accomplish, I think it makes sense on how quick he picked it up and how much time he put in. It's, you know, it just takes a little bit of effort, right? Effort and time to pick it up and be the guy. And he's done what he needs to do to accomplish what he needed to in camp and then to be the guy going forward.
All right, next we'll hear from Jay Koch.
Chase, this is your, what I expect to be your final spring and fall camp, obviously, your final season as a Cougar.
Yeah.
What's the mindset this year versus previous years?
I think enjoy every moment. Being able to be, you know, on the field again at Lavelle Edwards Stadium and to be with these guys that, you know, I've come to love so much. I think I just want to take advantage of every second I have with them. And I think it's a lot more fun when you win games. So that's definitely up there on, you know, wanting to do that for sure. And so just enjoy every single moment I get and make the most of everything.
I've heard a lot of your teammates and coaches that I've interviewed during camp use the term good to great, kind of a mentality you guys have for this season as you go through this year. What does that mean to you?
I mean, when you tie it to the, you know, just life in general, you know, you can live a good life and just go through and be kind of on the fence, but if you really want to, you know, live a great life, you put a little extra work in and you go out and you look for people in need and you go be like the Savior Jesus Christ, right? And I think stepping up to that level is hard. It takes a lot of hard work, and I think that's what we need to do as a team, is to take it to the next level, to not only be there for each other on the field but off the field, build that trust, and ultimately just be like the Savior. And it's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of discipline. But I think that's the team that we have this year. We have guys that are capable of doing that and understanding that. And ultimately, when we do that, we're going to win a lot of games and have the best team, you know, that we've had in, you know, in a long time. So.
Okay, next question from Brandon Gurney.
Yeah, Chase, you mentioned previously that you've had to break in, start with new quarterbacks every year you've been within the program.
Yep.
Has it been different just knowing that Bear's a true freshman? And can that take us behind the scenes? How do we acclimate and maybe get up to speed with that true freshman? And how's it been with Bear specifically in that regard?
Yeah, everyone has different personalities and ways they go about their life, right? And Bear is a guy that is very mature and someone that you don't think of as a freshman quarterback, right? He's got the body of a, you know, a linebacker, and, you know, he can hang in D1 football. You know, that's not anything you're worried about. He doesn't need that, you know, growing when it comes to, like, the physical aspect. So, and then, you know, his mentality that he's had all camp, he doesn't act like a freshman quarterback. So when you go out and you make plays and you lead the team, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a freshman or you've been in college football for 6 years, the people rally behind you and they trust you. And I think once you go out and you prove that, which he has during camp, and I think which he will during these first couple games, then we just get rolling. And doesn't matter, I guess, the age or, you know, the experience, but that you go out and you play. You play well, and that's what he's going to do. So I'm excited for him.
All right, next question from Jay Drew.
Hey, Chase, I think the last 3 years, this will be the third straight time you guys open with an FCS opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer that? Would you rather face maybe a Power 4 opponent, or does it even matter in the opener?
I don't think it matters. I mean, we just like to go play football. I think whoever's on our schedule, we just go out and play our best and try to get that win. So if it's, Alabama week one or Portland State, we're going to go out and we're going to have fun playing the game that we love, that we dreamed of as a kid playing. We get to be in Lavelle Edwards Stadium, so whoever shows up, they're gonna get a game. They're going to get a team that goes out and plays their hardest and makes a lot of plays and gets the crowd rolling. And so we're just excited to go play some football.
And then, sorry about all the Bear questions, but what were your first impressions of Bear the first time you met him? What did you think of him?
Both the Bachmeier kids are characters. They're just themselves. They don't care about what other people think of them. And they're definitely fun time to be around. So I was excited to get to know him better, and we definitely became friends pretty quick, and we go out and, you know, go-kart race and do some fun stuff like that. And they were always the one kind of leading the group, wanting to do that stuff. And they just called me yesterday to go fishing. And so little things like that. It's been fun to have them around and to be their friends, and then also gain that chemistry on the field and be able to go and understand that, you know, this is an honor to play for BYU football, and that we need to go make some plays for the fans and for the community and for the world to watch. And so it's been such a blast to have.
All right, next question from Sean Walker.
Chase, I got to follow up on something that you said about Barrett. I think you said he's built like a linebacker. He's got the body of a linebacker. He's a big dude, 6'2". All that. He also has the jersey number of a linebacker. You don't see very many quarterbacks wearing number 47. Was that weird to get used to at first, or are you guys kind of leaning into, you know, QB1 wearing 47?
No, it's awesome. I love it. It just shows his personality and who he is, and it fits him perfectly. Like, he just doesn't care about what other people think of him or fitting the mold, or he's just going to be him and do what he does. So I think it's a perfect number for Bear and represents, you know, the type of guy he is.
All right, next we'll hear from Mitch Harper.
Chase, how does your mindset change, if at all, now going into a season, you know, being appointed as a first-team All-Big 12 receiver and kind of having that bullseye a little bit where you're viewed as one of the top receivers in the league, in the country?
Yeah, sure, I could bring some pressure, I guess, but I don't play the game to get the accolades or to, you know, be at the top. I just love being with my brothers and playing football, and that's what I'm going to focus on this year. And the results are going to take care of itself, whether it's, you know, first team All-American, you know, draft, all that stuff. It's going to happen as I just focus on, you know, being the best player I can be and having fun, enjoying the game of football, not bringing all this unnecessary pressure on myself. And I feel just so excited and so honored and blessed to be able to be in this position that I am, to help, you know, grow the faith of others, you know, by trying to emulate our Savior Jesus Christ and hopefully being an example for the younger generation. And that's what I love about playing football here. And the results, you know, with all that, the accolades will take care of itself.
Does that weigh on your mind, you know, like your faith, represent your faith when you go into games, and like what it means, I guess, bigger picture than just football?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's honestly what, you know, brings the most pressure. But also what calms me down the most is, you know, understanding that whatever happens, you know, I'm just going to trust in God. And whether I have one catch or nine catches, right, I still get to go out after the game and sign kids, you know, helmets and footballs and be a light to them. And that's what keeps me happy and keeps me going and playing this game. But yes, you got to win games too to be a light to others. So I also want to, you know, be one of the best teams in college football so that we can have a better opportunity to do that.